This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, they want him to get healthy. That's going to be big for them. They think he could still, maybe be some of what they thought. It's only going to give him another chance here next year. They're in a tight spot on the pass rush because, you know, Vic is probably gone. What do you do with Claiborne? Can you get somebody in the draft to help? The whole pass rush thing is still something that's up in the air. Seems like it's been that way for 10 years, but they got to keep plugging away at it, try to get somebody who can get to the quarterback.
16, we got three starters. Remember D. Arthur Blank. I need three starters, you numbskulls. Can we get three starters in this draft?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, you go back to the, Deion draft. They did it that year, but the last two drafts have been a little off as far as finding starters. I mean, you kind of got to get them to start because you don't have any money. So whoever you draft, send them on out there and, coach them up. So they had to do that in the past, and a lot of teams have to do that once you start pairing the quarterback. And the other guys, then, you got to play some of these rookies and the younger contract guys, and hopefully they can play.
D, great coverage out there. Enjoy the game tomorrow, and appreciate you jumping on with us today, man.
Sure, no problem, Carl and Mike. You all take care and have a great weekend.
D, Orlando Ledbetter. Hey, guys, we have an all-star. Atlanta, let's stand up. First time we've had a Hawk starter since 1998. You'll hear what Trae Young had to say on 92.9 The Game next. Trae Young is a all-star, but not only an all-star, he's an all-star starter. He joined Andy and Randy today, our midday show, exclusively here on 92.9 The Game. The only place you'll hear Trae talking about how his last 24 hours have been.
Man, it's been a kind of surreal. 12 hours for me. Just being announced an all-star starter, it's been a blessing. I think for me, being back home in Oklahoma and being able to represent Atlanta, I think God's plan, came to fruition. I think he planned for all this to happen, for me being able to be back here, be back home with family, and then to be announced I'm going to Chicago to represent Atlanta is a blessing, man. I'm truly blessed.
That was my favorite part, Trae, is watching that video, because just like you said, it's fate that you happen to be back at your hometown with your family and for you to get this announcement. And I know you hear everything. When did you realize this was a possibility that I could be a starter in the All-Star game?
I mean, you hear all these things throughout the year. I think for me throughout this whole season, I think people have said I'm an All-Star. Some people said I'm nowhere close. I've heard it all throughout the whole year. So for me, I just wanted to continue to try to find a way to help my team win and do that. And then I knew it all come out the way it was supposed to, and I think it did.
All-star starter Trae Young joining us on the midday show with Andy and Randy here. And again, I know you mentioned it. I don't know if everyone knows this. You guys are getting ready to play the Thunder tonight, so you're back home. Like, you're surrounded by family on what has to be one of the most incredible days of your professional career thus far. What, if anything, has a family member said that stood out? Maybe it's your dad, maybe it's somebody else that you're close to over the last 24 hours about getting this honor that's really meant something to you.
Yeah. For me, I've gotten a lot of texts from a lot of people, and I'm very appreciative of everybody who's hit me up or tweeted me or reached out to me. But just seeing my family, and for me, seeing my little brother, being able to be there. He doesn't like being a very emotional guy. He likes being a tough guy around Big Brother, but being able to see him, give me a hug and tell me how proud he is of me, and he's only been that way one other time in the draft, and for him to be that way and be able to see what I'm going through, I want him to be able to be here and see this with me, because I want him to have this feeling someday too. So being able to see him and have him be around me throughout this was special.
And Trey, the Atlanta Hawks, they've had all stars, but nobody's been a starter in this game since 1998. How special is that for you to represent this city that beloves you in that kind of way?
It's special. It's awesome. I know about all the great players that have been in Atlanta, played for the Hawks, and to be mentioned in that all-star group, and to be even a starter with, I think the last person was Mutombo.
Mm-hmm.
That's special, and being able to talk to Dominique after I got announced as a starter was awesome, and just having great role models and great guys that still come back to Hawks games that I get to talk to, and legends in my eyes, be mentioned in that type of group is great.
What did Dominique say when we found out last night that you're going to be a starter?
Oh, he congratulated me. Just told me how much I deserved it, and how much he's continuing to pull for me, and that's really basically all he said, and just wanted me to keep going, not to stop. And I mean, for me being in my second year, he wants me to continue to keep going and tell me I have many more. So it's awesome coming from a legend.
I got a question for you. Cause last year we saw you in the skills competition and everything. That was awful. Now you won the big dogs, Trey. I mean, you won the big dog. Now you get to do the fun thing, the fun intros and everything. Are you going to do any skills competition? And what team would you prefer to go to?
I don't know. That's tough. I don't know what team I'd want to be on. I mean, Giannis is great. LeBron is obviously the big bro to me. He's great too. I mean, I don't know. I'm gonna be happy regardless what team I'm on, to be honest with you. But I'm gonna be a part of all three days, we'll see how each day goes. I'm just gonna go and spend my All-Star break at All-Star weekend, so that's how I'm gonna enjoy it.
Trey Young joining us here the day after he's announced as an All-Star starter. He's going to be starting in the All-Star game in his second season, first Hawks starter since Dikembe Mutombo. Has any of this surprised you? Like, I know you're confident. I know you came in highly drafted, had great success in college. But has there been any moment where it's just like, dang, like, I can really do this? Like, this is truly more than I expected it to be. Has there been anything that sort of knocked you back over the last couple months?
Man, it's crazy. It's crazy to say. I mean, in some people's eyes, not mine, but like I have so much confidence that when I'm on the court, I mean, I feel like I'm the best player on the court, regardless of what night it is. And that's just my confidence, and that's just how I've always been growing up. And for me, that's how it's gonna stay. But for sure, after games, if I have a big play on whoever it is, I mean, after the game when I'm back in my house, sometimes I'm like, okay, all right, that's kind of crazy. But whenever I'm in the moment, when I'm in the game, I'm in the competition, I mean, nothing surprises me, because I work too hard to have anything surprise me.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, man.
Again, nothing but pride from us and everybody here in Atlanta. Can't wait to see you in the starting lineup in that All-Star game, and can't wait to see the performance that you put on when you get there. Congrats, Trey.
Oh, appreciate it. I want to thank everybody who voted for me, all the fans in Atlanta. I'm looking forward to going out and representing Atlanta, the Hawks, and just going out and putting on a show for everybody in Chicago. And thank you guys again for having me on.
He's a good dude, man. Trey, again, we're so excited for the kid to be a starter in his second year in the NBA. We were talking earlier to start the show about, you know, some folks saying, Carl, we're one of the worst teams in the NBA. How can you put that guy as a starter? Well, because he's one of the most dynamic players in the NBA.
He is.
He does his job. He's going for, like, consistency every night, bombing threes, giving you nearly 30 points, nearly 10 every night. So that's why he's in. And, again, if you want to hate on Atlanta, and it always seems like the four-letter network always has a mean on for us, but, hey, the kid does the job. It's not his fault that, unfortunately, it was the suspension, as we talked about with John Collins, some of the injuries to Herter. And I'm not sure if we will or we won't be a player at the trade deadline, but the guy has put fantasy in seats, and he's doing that now around the NBA.
That he is, Mike. And, you know, I just like how humble he is. You know, I tweeted this out today. There's an element in Trey that I think you have to have as a great player. And this was the one thing I didn't know about him. I wasn't quite sure. I knew the kid could play as far as his skill set and making guys better with his passing ability and all of that kind of stuff. But his competitive spirit, like wanting to win and willing to do pretty much anything every night, you start to see that. And a couple of weeks ago, there was a soundbite where Trey was talking, you know, there was a game where he was talking noise back and forth, and he said, we can do that, you know, but once the game starts, like, I don't have any friends.
Right.
And that is the killer instinct you need ultimately to win a championship. As great as LeBron was, until he got that, he wasn't going to win a championship, you know? And I think that's something that kind of went under the radar with Trey as far as that competitive thing in him. Being good is one thing. But, you know, Travis Schlink said this. A lot of times when you pay guys, that you still don't know if they're going to show up or not.
Right.
Trey seems like the kind of guy, whether he's making 10 bucks or 10 million, he's going to have that competitive thing about him that makes champions.
And again, guys, where we go with this, if Cam Reddish develops into a real stud, then we will win, you know, and we will win championships hopefully at some point. Maybe we'll play against Luka. But right now, Luka is a guy that's getting more ink. But Trey is starting in his second year, and that's all you could ask for this guy, man. He's checking all the boxes, Carl, in his progression in the NBA.
Well, you know what else is crazy about this? It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, guys. If Luka made the All-Star game as a starter and Trey didn't,
right,
that's all anybody would be talking about, okay? So the reality is our guy made it, and he's a starter, and so did Luka. You know, they always want to look at those things and try to compare, and I just thought about it today. I said, listen, if Trey did make it as a starter, he would be getting killed.
Right.
Because they say, oh, we told you, this Luka guy. They're both starters. And, again, Mike's been saying this for 2 years now since we drafted him. Both franchises could win. It's not a sum game. Both teams can be successful.
Well, again, the zero-sum game deal. Hey, man, the Hawks have got that guy. We think we've got, again, a chance to maybe do something at the trade deadline. I know that we'll talk with Steve Kuhn coming up at 4:40. I mean, this team, they could, you know, technically, Carl, you know, put it together and maybe win another 24 or 5 games.
Boy, you are really,
get the 36
really
and then
get
a new kitchen.
It's not going to happen. Hey, coming up, we'll tell you what is going to happen. We're going to talk dogs, more quarterbacks in the portal, and the highest paid DC in the SEC. Find out who it is next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.